As we're well and truly in the thick of autumn, let's speak to Malcolm Hull, who's the chair of the Hertfordshire and Middlesex branch of butterfly conservation in the UK. Malcolm, thanks for coming on. Where have the butterflies gone?
Hi, James. Well, butterflies don't live very long as a whole, so they in their adult form, as we see them fluttering around, often they only last for a few weeks. So I'm afraid most of them have died off. But they overwinter in a number of different stages. I guess we've got in this country we've got about 60 different species, and each they all have different strategies. So some of them will go through as eggs, waiting to hatch out in the spring. As some go through as caterpillars, already waiting to start eating some more leaves when the spring comes along. Some of them are in pupae. And we've got about five that go through in an adult stage. So the way they do it is to hibernate. So when they get to a stage where it's a bit too cool to be flying around, they go and find themselves a nice dark little corner and rest up there. And go completely dormant through the whole of the winter, and come out again the next spring.
Is that caterpillars only, Malcolm, or do you get some species of butterfly that do manage to hibernate and survive?
Yeah, as I say, there's five species that go through as adults and hibernate, and a couple of species that go through as adults and fly, migrate. So they fly south overseas. Sometimes they get stuck on the south coast of England or even on the Channel Islands, but a lot of the time they end up back in south of Spain or Africa. But the ones that hibernate, they do look at different strategies. But there's a couple of them that often come in houses, peacocks and small tortoiseshells, which are very noticeable butterflies because they're very bright and colourful.
I'm going to go for it, Malcolm, and ask you all the silly questions while we got you on, because that's why we got you on. if most butterflies die, most species, only five of them survive and hibernate, but if most die, how do they not go extinct?
Well, as I say, they go through in different forms. They go through as eggs or caterpillars or pupae. There's only, the butterfly's got four different stages to its life cycle. What we see as and call butterflies is just the adult stage. They all go through as either eggs or caterpillars or pupae or adults, one of the four.
It just seems to me that they're quite at risk in a way, aren't they? Surely, if there was a sort of spate of eggs being eaten and, caterpillars not surviving, if we had a very hard winter, wouldn't we see some species go extinct, or would it never get to that stage, do you think, Malcolm?
No, I don't think the weather itself would be a problem, and that they're adapted to deal with cold weather. I mean, butterflies are not generally having a great time, and over the last 50 years or so, some species have gone extinct in the UK. But that's much more to do with the way we destroy their habitats and spray around a lot of insecticide and stuff on farms, which clearly is designed to kill them off. But basically butterflies are a foodstuff in the natural world. So every individual butterfly, the females will lay, depending which species they're in, they might lay 100, they might lay 500 eggs. And if all of those hatched out and grew to an adult, then before very long we'd be knee deep in butterflies. So 99% of them get eaten. Caterpillars are a main sort of foodstuff for birds, there are species of spiders and things that eat them at egg stage. Shrews and moles often eat the pupae. The ones that overwinter as adults are also a bit vulnerable. You sometimes find they get attacked by things like spiders, because they hide away in little dark corners of the shed. So if a spider gets it, you often see. I mean, I have a load that hibernate in my house, and if I go into the area where they hibernate, sometimes you find one all very neatly wrapped up in silk, and the spider's got it. Other places I've seen go into caves, and I've seen photographs of the floors of caves covered in hundreds of butterfly wings, where bats have got in and eaten them. So the butterflies are basically eaten by other creatures. But luckily, we do get a few that survive and fly around and look beautiful so that we can see. But their natural state is to be eaten by other creatures. But what they can't really stand is being sprayed by the sort of insecticides that get put onto a lot of farmers' fields. Not necessarily designed to kill off butterflies.
We're a big threat against them, then, Malcolm, aren't we? And this is the thing we've got to think about: encouraging the butterflies. What can we do next year in butterfly season to encourage them in our gardens?
Well, I think that planting the right sorts of plants in your garden, that butterflies will feed on quite a wide variety of flowers, but they tend to go for more sort of cottage garden or wildflowers, something that's been like a rose that's been bred for a big, colourful flower. Looks great to us, but to a butterfly, it's too big and complicated for it to get its little tongue down inside, so they can't use roses generally. But flowers that are wildflowers from meadows or cottage gardens, things that aren't highly bred by nurseries, are usually quite good for feeding on. And then, of course, there's the caterpillar food plants. And most butterflies are pretty specific on, they often have only one or two plants that their caterpillars will eat. So things like the holly blue, you get in gardens quite a lot, that's the caterpillars there will usually only eat holly or ivy. They can occasionally eat other things, but those are the main plants. And other things like the brimstone, that'll eat buckthorn or alder buckthorn. There's probably 20 or 30 species of butterflies you could get in your garden. And if you've got the right sort of caterpillar food plants, then often that will encourage the adults to come in and lay eggs.
That's really good. And we had a very successful year again with the pollinator project across the Channel Islands, where they were sending out packets of wildflower in the post to many people across the Channel Islands. And people were using them. And it has made, I think, a real difference to our butterfly population. And not just that as well. They were looking at encouraging moths and other things like that, because the frog moths get a bit forgotten, don't they, because they're not as pretty.
Well, there's a lot of fairly dull looking moths, but there's also quite a lot of fairly spectacular looking moths, not least the Jersey tiger, which is a very beautiful day flying moth, which I know you get in the Channel Islands, and has recently spread into Hertfordshire as well. So we're starting seeing Jersey tigers all for the first time in the last couple of years up here. And that's probably as beautiful as any butterfly that you're likely to see.
Malcolm, always good to chat. Thank you so much. There he goes, Malcolm Hull, chair of the Hertfordshire and Middlesex branch of Butterfly Con.
Thank you so much, Malcolm. That was great.
Thanks, Harry. Hope it made sense.
Yeah, no, it did. It was really, really good. Thank you. Very informative. So I really appreciate it.
Great. All right. Take care.
Cheers.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hi, sir. Let's play this Ace of Base.